I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. While on board the papal flight returning from Ireland, Pope Francis declined to comment on a letter by former Vatican nuncio Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano that claims the Pope knew about the allegations against Theodore McCarrick. The 11-page letter by Vigano states that Pope Francis knew in 2013, but rehabilitated McCarrick anyway. The letter also calls out others that knew about the allegations and asks for Pope Francis to resign. The Pope said he read the document and feels it, quote, speaks for itself, adding that he trusts journalists to judge for themselves. Investigators working for the United Nations' Human Rights Council stated that Myanmar military leaders should be tried for genocide against the Rohingya Muslims. The investigators also named six people they say were behind the crimes committed against the Rohingya. The investigation's report was compiled using personal accounts from the Rohingya, satellite footage, and other information, but investigators were not allowed access into Myanmar itself. Last August, rebel attacks on security and police forces led to counterattacks that forced over 700,000 Rohingya to flee into neighboring Bangladesh. The United States and Mexico have reached an agreement on revising some key parts of the North American Free Trade Agreement, known as NAFTA. Before going into effect, however, the agreement still needs approval from Canada, which is a part of NAFTA but has not been involved in the recent talks, and from Congress, where it will need the votes by the Republican members who have been critical of President Trump's handling of the deal. The revisions concentrate on the rules of the automobile industry, but do not address other important issues that affect the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. About 40 protesters gathered outside the Cathedral of St. Matthew the Apostle in Washington, D.C., calling for Cardinal Donald Worrell to resign. Following the Pennsylvania grand jury report, Cardinal Worrell has received criticism over how he handled abuse cases while he was the Bishop of the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Cardinal Worrell is 77 years old and 2 years ago, at the age of 75, submitted his resignation to the Pope as required by canon law, but it has not yet been accepted. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.